You know that scene, that classic hustle montage? It's 2 in the morning, you're in the garage, just surrounded by boxes.
Oh, yeah.
You're handwriting shipping labels with a Sharpie and like praying you guess the weight correctly on your bathroom scale.
The make it work phase. It's a rite of passage for sure,
Yeah.
but let's be honest, it's also a recipe for total burnout.
Exactly. And that's what we're unpacking today. We're looking at a guide called Simplified Shipping, but really, it feels more like an escape plan from logistical
It's
chaos.
all about removing friction. Because when you're small, those manual steps are just annoying. When you start to grow, they start eating your profits.
So the mission here is to find out how to automate that chaos. And it seems to start with a hard truth. Your kitchen scale is lying to
It
you.
is. It absolutely is. And look, this isn't just about getting a fancier gadget. It's about data integrity. You can't build an automated system on, guesses.
Right, it's that whole garbage in, garbage out thing, isn't it?
Precisely. If you tell a carrier a box is 2 pounds, but it's really 5, you're not saving time. You're just setting yourself up for some nasty surprise fees down the line.
So that's why the guide is so specific about using a dedicated shipping scale with the detachable display and everything.
And an actual tape measure on the outside of the box. You have to get the baseline data, the weight, the dimensions, perfect. If you don't, none of the other tools we're about to talk about will work properly.
Okay, so we fixed the data, but then there's what I call tab hell. You've got Shopify open in one tab, Etsy in another, maybe Amazon.
And you're just copying and pasting addresses. It's a nightmare for growth.
So what's the solution?
Consolidation. It becomes non-negotiable at a certain point. You need a central hub. The guide uses ClickShip as the example to pull all those orders into one place.
So everything from every channel just lands in one dashboard.
One dashboard, one single workflow. And that is what unlocks the next big thing, the multi-carrier rating system.
So instead of me manually checking FedEx, then UPS, then someone else.
The software just has them battle it out for you in real time. It pulls discounted rates for everything, parcels and pallets, right at checkout.
That's a huge win. You stop wasting time and you stop overpaying.
And the customer sees the real rate too. No more guessing.
Now, that handles the carrier side of things, the external chaos. But what about the internal mess? Like, getting a cheap rate doesn't help me if I go to the shelf and the product isn't actually there.
That's the invisible killer right there. This is where we go from just shipping to actual logistics.
Yeah.
You have to connect your shipping platform to an inventory management system, an IMS.
So the left hand finally knows what the right hand is doing.
Exactly. It enables things like digital warehouse mapping and, maybe more importantly, low stock notifications. It stops that horrible moment where you print a label and then realize the bin is empty.
Speaking of smart systems, some of the automation rules in here are pretty wild. My favorite was smart packaging. It's basically Tetris for boxes.
It is. The system knows your product dimensions and literally tells you the most efficient box to use. And that's not just for tidiness, it's about money.
Right, because of dimensional weight. You're
Yeah.
paying for space.
You're paying to ship air. This stops that.
And what about that? That feature for big items, one SKU multi-box.
Oh, that's a lifesaver. Think about selling something like a bed frame. To the customer, it's one product, but to you, it's three giant heavy boxes.
Which is usually a manual nightmare, trying to print three labels and keep them all together.
Right. But here, the system automates the split. One order comes in, it knows it needs three labels, and it just handles it. Or even simpler rules, like automatically requiring a signature for any order over, say, $500.
It really feels like we're describing two completely different businesses. There's the manual garage-based survival mode, and then there's this automated machine.
And that's really the core takeaway. This isn't just about being organized. It's about building a foundation for growth with accurate tools, centralized data, and smart automation.
You can't scale a business if you're still stuck handwriting labels, which I guess leaves us with one final thought to ponder.
It does. If shipping, which is, traditionally this messy, physical, hands-on task, can be almost entirely automated, what other manual parts of your business are you still holding on to just because that's how we've always done it?